God chose those whom the world considers absurd to shame the wise. He singled out the weak of this world to shame the strong. These words St. Paul applied to himself and those whose commission it was to preach the gospel. And today, Holy Mother Church applies these words to St. Rose of Viterbo, a very young girl who died at the age of 17. She was born in around 1235 in Viterbo. Viterbo was part of the Papal States, and in 1240, Frederick II invaded the Papal States, decided he was going to take them from the Pope. And she was living under that kind of regime as she grew up, and very pious and inspired by God, given visions and many special graces. She desired with her whole heart to consecrate herself to Christ, and she did so as a girl, and eventually wanted to enter a monastery, but the sisters wouldn't let her, so she ended up living a kind of religious life at home. But she was compelled by the grace of God and by an interior impulse to defend the rights of the Holy Father in her hometown of Viterbo. And so she began going through the streets, maybe at 14 or 15 years old, and preaching against the wickedness of Frederick II, and calling the people back to fidelity to the Holy Father. Mind you, she wasn't so much talking about the responsibility of Catholics to believe everything that the Church teaches, to accept the teaching of the Pope, but she was actually defending the temporal authority of the Holy Father, and understood that it was a dishonor to his person, to his office, more importantly, for Frederick to have done what he did, and for the people of her town to have gone along with it without saying anything. And God from time to time raises up people like Rose of Viterbo and Joan of Arc, because the world around them had gone cold, men's hearts had grown cold, and those who were in positions of responsibility had failed to do their duty. Rose was a prophetess, you might say, chosen by God to work signs in the midst of the people, that not only the people but their leaders would turn back to the Lord and to an honorable way of life. We live in a time in which we can say we have a lot to complain about, and we live in a time which needs a prophetic voice. And sometimes we have them. Sometimes those voices, though, are arrogant criticisms of the Holy Father, and sometimes they do. You know, it's just an indulgence of our dislike and our fact that we're upset and angry. Very often, what we say and do when we're angry just helps to contribute to the problem. The thing that St. Rose of Viterbo did, which was far more important than the words that she spoke, is that she was committed to an interior life. More important than anything else was her consecration to God. God chose her because she was humble. God chose her because she loved him, and she desired with all her heart to dedicate her life to him. And it wasn't easy for her to stand out in the middle of the public square and decry the sins of men. She did it as a girl, and in fact she was threatened. Some contemplated killing her. The podesta of the town refused to come down on her and her family that hard, so she was exiled ultimately. And so it wasn't as though she just indulged her talkativeness or her desire to, you know, give everyone a piece of her mind. She was compelled by the grace of God to do something that was difficult. And she was willing to do it because she was humble. She was willing to do it because she was completely and totally consecrated to God. So let us try to live an interior life of prayer and sacrifice and cultivate the virtue of humility. And it's in this way that we will serve God most perfectly. And sometimes God will compel us to speak up, and we should speak up in a world that's gone crazy. But we should do it in a sacrificial way, in a way that's truly pleasing to the Lord, not just simply indulging our anger or our desire to speak our mind, but asking that the Lord give us His words, asking our Blessed Lady that she give us her heart, her mind, her dispositions, and her words. In this way we will do good. In this way we will be vigilant as the five bridesmaids were vigilant, and we will welcome the Lord into our midst because He is with us always until the end of time. If only we are faithful, we live a truly intense prayer life, and are willing to give Him everything that we have and to bear witness to His name in a spirit of truth and humility.